We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Scott Shanley, former Saints linebacker, joining us. And Scott, as a player, you can tell people this. I think the Saints on Sunday just kind of just stubbed their toe. What didn't have the intensity that they normally you would want to have? And how does that happen for an NFL player?
Well, it's really easy, honestly. I mean, it's a profession where you have to be on every play, every day. And if you're not, things like what happened on Sunday will happen. And it does. It's not just one player. It starts maybe with one or two players, and maybe somebody doesn't say anything when they notice it, and it just kind of spirals out of control. And when I was watching that game, I felt like the game kind of evolved into exactly what Atlanta thought or wanted it to evolve into. We're going to shorten the game.
We lost Scott.
Call him back. He's making some great points.
We'll get him back on. Scott Shanley, former Saints linebacker, played 10 years in the NFL, Super Bowl champion, also analyst for Cox Sports. And I just wanted, Bobby, I wanted him to explain as a professional.
Cause without a doubt, he was right on.
Fans think that, well, but they're professionals. It can't happen. They're also human beings.
No, the mental aspect of the game. Come on, it's pros playing pros.
All right.
It's not homecoming games. Yeah. Come on.
Scott, continue, man.
Yeah, well, I was just saying, just the mindset of going through every single week. The thing that was shocking, it was after a bye week, and the Saints have been so successful after a bye week. But I think it was more, Atlanta wanted to shorten the game. They did that. They ran the ball very effective on that opening drive. The Saints sputtered a little bit in the opening red zone, couldn't get any touchdowns, couldn't get any excitement going. And it was just a flat game through the entire game. And it's just one of those things where when you don't get a spark early and you don't get a big play made early, it just kind of – the team goes into a lull. They kind of get wide-eyed thinking, what's going on here? And everybody has those games.
Lost him again. I don't know what's going on here with Scott's phone. I don't know if it – sometimes if he's got – you can hang up if you got the phone against your cheek, you know?
Yeah, I've done that before.
Yeah, so.
But, again, make
eventually, I hope we'll get through this interview.
Okay, I mean,
any more hiccups.
Getting great points. And when we get him back on, because this is from a player's perspective, who's played recently. And so, but you know what's amazing? I don't care if it was the 1970s, 80s, 90s, whatever. It's the same song and dance. But are you ready to play? Or you see upsets, how could that happen? In college you could see as Scott could tell you, there's no homecoming games. I mean, you have to be ready to play. And,
there's no New Mexico States in the NFL.
Right. Exactly. You look at whatever, when you schedule New Mexico State, it's like, yeah, okay, well,
that's a win.
Yeah.
Scott Shanley back here. Third time's in charm here, Scott. Go ahead with your explanation as to how this can happen.
It's just part of being a human. I think the unfortunate part is it was a rivalry game. But like I was talking to somebody about the Saints-Falcons rivalry, a lot of these young guys on the Saints team, they don't know really what the hated rivalry is with
right.
Atlanta, because they've been good. They've been good since they've been on the Saints, and Atlanta has not. So they don't understand, when I was there, it was Gonzalez and Ryan and Roddy White. We didn't need any motivation to get up. We felt like they were the little brother. They never gave us respect. So I think this team just got lulled to sleep, maybe read some press clippings on the bye week. I don't know. And the game hasn't went on. It felt to me watching it, honestly, it felt like our game in 2011, we lost to a bad Rams team. Nobody made a play. Nobody got a spark. And they just fed off that momentum.
And Scott, when you look at it, for instance, you can have players who do their job, but maybe not necessarily the supporting cast. For instance, DeMario Davis, and you look at Michael Thomas. I'm looking at what they did. It seemed like they came ready to play. But then I look at one of the team leaders like Cam Jordan. That might have been Cam Jordan's one of his poorest games in a Saints uniform. The reason why I bring it up, because he sacked Matt Ryan more than any other quarterback. And I know we've never lost to the Falcons. And we get after Matt Ryan. We sack him three times or more. The Saints have never lost. And we all know how long Drew Brees and Matt Ryan has played against one another. And so when I'm looking at this, Scott, that the Falcons have had issues keeping Matt Ryan upright this season. Just goes to show you this before the game, as he was sacked 19 times in seven starts. The Saints sacked him nine times in two games last season. We had one sack. So you know if you don't disrupt a guy like Matt Ryan, come on, it's the NFL. He can burn you.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt's one of the better quarterbacks they've played against this year. But one of the things I think would have helped Cam, and when they rushed the passer, I agree, they didn't bring the same heat that they got on other opposing quarterbacks that we've seen this year winning one-on-one pass rushes. But I think a lot of it, honestly, is the way Atlanta started the game, running the ball down their throat. And Matt Ryan threw for under 200 yards. He didn't have to throw to win the game because the Saints offense wasn't scoring touchdowns.
Right.
And Atlanta just kind of stayed ahead of the eight ball the entire game. They just drained the clock, and they couldn't get out of there fast enough. So it was just one of those things where if the Saints could have scored a touchdown early or got up 14-3, now those guys can tee off and win one-on-one pass rush battles a little faster.
Now, Scott, looking at the challenges ahead, Tampa Bay, and you look at, obviously, explosive as their offense is, it kind of stands to reason. I'm looking at right now total offense, their top, their number seven, five passing attack. So it's going to be a challenge. And then, you know, Mike Evans, the battle he's had with Lattimore, success, or who's going to win that one-on-one battle if he's not available. I think the Saints offense is going to have to come to play because it could be a challenge, particularly a division game and you're going on the road. And I don't know if I've ever – I was telling Christian this. Scott, I'm looking at their defense. They're number one against the run, and they're dead last against the pass. You think it'd be somewhere in the middle of the pack. I mean, that like an oxymoron there. Like, number one against the run, but last against the pass in the league.
Yeah, you don't really ever see a stat like that. And I agree. A couple weeks ago, we all kind of looked at the back half of the schedule and pointed to the 49ers game, and every other game was kind of an afterthought. But after you saw this Saints team with the ability to lay an egg, you kind of you worry about these road games against Tampa, who has the ability. We saw them go out to L.A., put up 55 points. So they have the ability to be explosive. I think the Saints team woke up last week. I look for them to go down there, get back on track. And the main thing about beating Tampa, and will always remain the same, you will have success if Jameis Winston gives you a couple balls. And I think the Saints defense will force him into some turnovers. And that's usually the difference when you play Tampa. But there's no doubt about it. They can get hot and beat anybody in the NFL when he plays well.
Former Saints linebacker and Super Bowl champ, Cox Sports analyst as well, Scott Shanley. Thanks for the time, man.
Absolutely. See ya.
Thanks, Scott.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.